Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? That's what I always ask you, isn't it? Won't you be my neighbor? I like you to be my neighbor. Because neighbors are close to each other. You and I are close, aren't we? Did you see the shovel that I brought? Do you know anybody who uses a shovel? Now, this is a pretty big one. I'll show it to you now. There it is, a shovel, ladies and gentlemen. This part is for digging into the ground. And this is the handle. Put your hand on the handle. Yeah. Pretend you've got a shovel there. Just hold your one arm on like that and pretend it's the handle. And just put your hand on the handle and then shovel. Sure. I wonder why it's called a shovel. I don't know. Just shove. Yeah. Why don't we go out to the yard? I've got some others out there I'll show you. Come on. Here's a smaller one. Small one, large one. Light one, heavy one. And here is a snow shovel. Yep. If there were some snow down here, I'd just put this down and go slide it along under the snow and just tip it over. Mm-hmm. Get some more snow over here, all on top of the shovel and tip it over. A lot of exercise in that, yeah. And here, whee! That's a slippery shovel. It's a little slippery shovel. It's blue on one side and red on the other. This is a shovel I think I'll use. I have some fertilizer here to go on one of my plants. Sort of like food for it. Just a minute, I'll bring it. I'm going to put it right down in here. It helps it to grow. After you've done a lot with shovels, and you know which one to use for which thing, this is the best for a small plant like this. It's the same with anything, you know. You need practice to know, because that's how you learn. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. Then when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it. You did it. You did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. if you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it. You did it. You did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one sure way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one sure way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it. You did it. You did it. That's right. You learn things, you do them.
You do them over and over, and you learn them better and better.
Hey, there's Coach Saunders. Hi, Coach Saunders.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time.
No, it's been quite a while. Of course, with King Friday being on his honeymoon, you know, I've been so busy with all my classes and so forth that I haven't had time to make believe.
Yeah, well, you know, Coach Saunders is a teacher. Yeah, he teaches physical education. Yeah, well, you still have to keep exercising,
though,
don't you?
Oh, every day. Every day. Would you like to exercise with me right now?
I'd be glad to.
All
would
right.
You?
Put your hands on your hips like this.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to bend this way and up and then this way and up. Okay?
Sure.
Here
Ready?
We go then. This way, up, this way.
I can feel it pulling.
It should pull. And you should feel it. Then you know you're doing it good. That was real togetherness.
Yeah, I like that.
I noticed that you have some shovels here.
Yes, I
That's a good exercise.
You mean digging?
Digging is a real good exercise, yes.
Sure.
And we can do it without a shovel.
You
just
can.
Just pretend, yes. Just pretend that you have a shovel. You get the handle again.
Yep.
And down here, and then we'll put it into the ground, and then we'll step on it.
All right.
And throw it over your shoulder.
Oh, good.
And again, here we go. And down, and step. And over the shoulder, and down, and step, and over it goes, and down, and step, and over it goes, and down, and step, and over we go, and down, and step, and over.
It sure can tire you out, can't it? Even
yeah,
the make-believe
just
kind.
Just like I said, that's a real good exercise when you're digging.
Yeah. When will King Friday and the Queen be back?
Well, they should be back in about 2 weeks. You know, they're taking a big trip.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, how is everything in the neighborhood?
Oh, it's great. There's some new people who have just moved in by the name of Dr. and Mrs. Duckbill Platypus.
Really? Duck what?
Duckbill Platypus.
Duckbill.
They're like beavers, only they have a duck's bill.
Oh, I see. I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, well, they're very rare. Well, they're in there digging out their holes for a home.
In the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they were allowed. In fact, I didn't think anybody but Digger Diggerin was supposed to.
Oh, Digger Diggerin, she's the one who's always in charge, but she's there now.
Oh, well, that's good. I wish her a lot of luck.
Yeah, she needs it.
I'll say, she needs a lot of exercising, too. And we need a little bit of exercising, too, and I'll show you something else that you can do all around the neighborhood and all around everybody's neighborhood, and that's jogging.
Jogging?
Yeah, actually, what we're doing is walking just a little bit faster than we usually do and swing our arms just like that. That's it.
Jogging.
That's it. I think I'm going to jog back to my classes.
Have you got to go?
I do.
Well, you're in motion already.
I am, and I'll see you, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, Coach Saunders. Jogging. Coach Saunders is always teaching us something. Can you jog? Sort of like running, only you
get your feet up a little higher. Yeah, I know a man who jogs every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, just why don't we jog on into the room? I think, yes it is, it's time for the trolley. Come along, jog with me. Oh, trolley, you're already here. Hi, trolley. We've been exercising, trolley. Yeah, one exercise went back and forth, then back. Good. Back and forth. Very good. Sure. Coach Saunders has been showing us quite a bit. You don't exercise too much, though, because you're a machine and you're on tracks. But we'd like very much to see how the digging is going on in make-believe. Would you take us there? Okay. Into the neighborhood of... Are you ready to go? Okay. Then we'll go into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, Trolley. Are you thirsty? Good. There you are. We all get a little hot and tired when we work hard, don't we? You're welcome, Trolley. Bye-bye.
Hey, Nurse Miller.
Oh, hi,
Hicks. Hi.
I thought you were over at the digging site.
Oh, well, I was, but I got tired. You know, that digging's hard work.
Oh, yes, I know it is. That's why I have some make-believe water here with a little bit of salt in it for the people to drink.
Salt in the water?
Oh, yes. When people perspire, they lose some salt. Uh-huh. And so doctors and nurses help them by giving them salt pills. Salt in the water.
Salt in the water? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try it.
All righty. Here you are.
Oh, it doesn't taste bad at all.
And it'll keep you cool, too.
Well, thanks a pile, nurse. You really do take care of people, don't you?
Well, you know I always like to take care.
Aw.
I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very...
so much.
Now, now, your beautiful singing meow.
Oh, thank you, Henrietta.
Meow.
Would you like to have some make-believe water? Oh, excuse me, that's the wrong cup. Would you like to have some make-believe water with a little salt in it?
Meow.
There you go. There you go.
Meow, thank you. Meow, meow, have a song, too.
You want the song, too?
She wants one, too.
I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too, now I take care of you.
Yummy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Meow, you're working, meow, your curtains, meow, your platypus people.
You're making curtains for them?
Meow, meow, your new home, meow.
Oh, that's a lovely idea, Henrietta.
Have you got them finished, Henrietta?
Meow, yet. Meow, you soon. Meow, you like to see one, meow?
Oh, yes.
Sure, sure. Would you show us one?
Meow, meow, you get it.
Henrietta doesn't like to dig very much, but she does know how to make curtains.
She surely does. She's a fine worker, Henrietta Pussycat.
Oh. Meow, 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 meow.
Henrietta, they're beautiful. CX, can you see them?
Boy, are they ever nice. What's that design on it there?
Meow, meow, guess.
Well, they look like a lot of horseshoes to me.
Yeah, it looks like little bits of rope to me, too.
You know, I think there's something even more special than that.
Meow. Meow, 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 a lot of duckbills, meow.
Duckbills, of course. Duckbill platypus.
Meow, meow.
You are a very clever pussycat, Henrietta.
You sure are, Henrietta. And you're mighty pretty, too.
Meow, really, meow, meow.
Sure, I think so. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't think so. Don't you think Henrietta's pretty, Nurse Miller?
Well, of course I do, X. I've always thought so.
Meow, meow.
Oh, yes, Henrietta. Every time I look at a black pussycat, I think of you. There's gray pussycats and orange pussycats and every other kind of pussycat. But I like black pussycats best because they always make me think of the nicest one of them all.
Meow, 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 meow.
I guess she's feeling good.
Oh, I think she must be. Henrietta, would you like to come down for your lovely curtains, pretty pussycat?
Meow.
Henry.
Meow, 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 meow.
There you are.
Thank you, meow.
You're welcome.
Meow, 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 meow.
Bye.
Bye, Henrietta.
Well, I think I better get back to the diggers now. I think by now they'll be ready for some salt and water.
Well, you sure made us feel good. Thanks for taking care of us, Nurse
Miller. Oh, you're welcome, Ix.
See you
later.
It's
my job, and I like it.
I'm glad.
Bye.
Bye.
Refreshments, everyone?
Oh, Nurse Miller, how good of you to come.
Were you all asleep?
Yes, we were all so hot and tired from digging that Digger Degorum said we should just rest until it was time to dig again.
Well, I have here some make-believe water with a little bit of salt in it. It's very good for hot and tired diggers.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Bill! Dr. Bill, Elsie Jean, look who's here.
Oh, Nurse Miller! I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, I trust you've got some salt there, Nurse Miller.
Oh, yes, I do, Dr. Bill, right here in this make-believe water.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Let's all have a drink now.
Here's one for you, Elsie.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you were thirsty. And
Dr. Bill?
Dr. Bill, here's yours.
Certainly needed that.
Yes, good. He did.
Of course.
And one for the handyman.
Cool you off.
Oh, thank you.
Well, now, may I see some of your diggings?
Well, here's what we've done. You know, I really thought I could have gotten the job done in a hurry with this shovel.
Oh, yes.
But Digger Degorum says you're not allowed to use any big shovels.
Oh.
So, I just have to use this one right here.
Oh, I see.
And, of course, Elsie Jean and I don't need any shovels. We use our digging claws.
Oh, that's really handy. You know, you're all very fine diggers, and I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, nurse. And you're a good nurse yourself.
Oh, thank you. And you should see the lovely curtains that Henrietta Pussycat is making for you.
Oh, she's a dear. I think I'll go over and see you pretty soon.
I think we should all take off for a wee while now.
Well, Digger Degorum said that she would let us know when her wrist sundial told her it was time to dig again.
Well, I'm just as glad for a rest. It's a good thing we don't have to dig a home every day.
Yeah. Well, we're not the young diggers we used to be, Bill.
Well, it's Bill, true. But our home will be finished on Monday, and that's a fact. Well, and thank you for your help, everyone.
Oh, I'm always glad to help you, Dr. Bill.
Anytime, Dr. Bill.
Well, goodbye now.
We'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, Nurse Miller, I've got some popsicles over at the castle. Would you like one?
Popsicles? Yeah. Well, I'd love one. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Well, let's go then, okay?
Would you please put that over there?
Sure.
You'll need it later.
Yeah, we'll probably need those before this hole is finished.
Oh, I should think so.
Shall we go?
Yes.
I'll lead on. Oh, that's going to really taste good.
Trolley. Did you enjoy your drink? Good.
Bye, trolley.
Bye. Bye, trolley.
Spiders.
Popsicles. So they're going to have some popsicles. Did you ever have a popsicle? It's sort of like ice on a stick. Do you hear somebody knocking? Would you look outside the window and see who it is, please? Is it Handyman Negri? I think it is, too. Handyman Negri, welcome.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, we just saw you in make-believe.
Oh, did you? I brought you something.
Well, it looks like a popsicle.
It is a popsicle. I thought maybe we'd share one together.
Great. Come on into the kitchen. Here's Handyman Negri right in our own home.
Do you like popsicles?
Oh, I haven't had one since yesterday. What kind is it?
It's a chocolate one.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Like that color.
Mm.
This is like ice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind you buy in the store.
Right.
Do you know that I make homemade kind?
You make homemade popsicles?
Did you know that?
I've never made a homemade popsicle.
I'll show you how. Just a minute, I'll get a plate.
Mm-hmm.
That for a second.
Mm.
Now that's the kind of thing we use. Mm-hmm. In just a minute, I'll bring you something for it.
How does this work now?
Well, this is orange juice.
Right.
You could put almost any kind in you want. And you put the orange juice in there,
mm-hmm.
Then you stick this in it,
mm-hmm.
And put it in the freezer.
And when it freezes?
When it freezes, you pull it out, and then it makes a popsicle like that.
They sound terrific.
Pour some of this.
Mm-hmm. You fill it all the way to the top?
Almost.
Just about. Huh?
Mm-hmm. And stick it in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do another one.
Okay.
And I'll have some ready for tomorrow.
They look very pretty, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Different colors.
Want to stick this one in?
Mm-hmm.
Which color would you like today?
I feel like red today.
Good. Wonder how you'd make chocolate kind. I guess chocolate water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then after you fill them all up, you put them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I have some already fixed. I'm having trouble with my door here. You're a handyman. Could you take a look at that?
I think you got it now.
That better?
Mm-hmm.
It's your touch. Here are the finished ones.
Oh, that's really nice. And they just slide right out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrific. I bet X would like this kind, huh?
He would. Oranges. I want you to have that whole tray to take with you.
Oh, thank you. I'll bring it back to the castle.
Mm-mm. They're cold.
They are cold. They're good when you've been working, though.
Mm, I know you've been working hard.
Mm-hmm. Doing a lot of digging.
How did that salt tablets in the water taste?
Mm. They had a very nice taste. Very good.
Well, I know it's good for you when you've had a lot of perspiration and all.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Two popsicle sticks. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the popsicle is down in us.
Right.
They're yours.
Thank you very much for this.
You're welcome. Thanks for mine.
Pass them around to some of the neighbors.
Yeah, do. I'll put this back. Thanks very much for coming by.
I better get back and do some work.
Oh, there's always plenty.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye. Thank you for the chocolate popsicle. Good to have neighbors like Handyman Negri, isn't it? Good to have neighbors like you. Sometimes I feel that I have a chance to take care of you once in a while. You know, sometimes when you're feeling sad or happy or angry or mad, we can be together and you're my friend. And I'm yours, and I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little, too. Now I take care of you. Time for me to go. Do the rest of my work for the week. Think about you all weekend. See you on Monday. But I'll be thinking about you particularly tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. It's mighty special to me. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.